Ladies and gentlemen, what is happening, y'all? This is another edition of the 3Y NASCAR podcast, all things NASCAR, and particularly the biggest three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR. Eddie Greer, host of the 3Y podcast with EG3. That's me, Eddie Greer III, Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR. Folks, this is, folks, the Las Vegas reaction edition of this podcast. I know it's come out a few days late. Apologize for that. So I apologize for that. But hey, this is all about post the podcast, right? You do what you want to do, move things back when you want to do. And yeah, this got caught up with a lot of things over the weekend and getting requests and all that other stuff. So I had to push the reaction back here. I'm recording this actually middle of the week on this Wednesday before a busy night on this March 8, 2023. Had to get it in here before I keep going with the rest of the weekend, which is including going out of town. So that's why this podcast being pushed back. This will probably be out either tonight or tomorrow night. So be on the lookout for that ahead of Phoenix as the West Coast swing comes to a close in 2023. Oh, yeah. We're getting the good stuff here, folks, here on this podcast, folks. Of course, Chase Elliott, what are you doing? And, yeah, another Hendrick-dominated race out in Vegas. Talk about that on the back end. We're going to actually save that for the back end of the second half of this episode here. Chase Elliott, of course, getting hurt. That really came out of left field there. And, oh, yeah, we're getting that. Of course, staying on Hendrick Motorsports, William Byron just absolutely dominated Vegas, and then of course Raleigh's there with that overtime finish out there. We're getting all that and plenty more coming up on this show. This is the first time listening to 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. Appreciate you for checking us out. You love what you're hearing, definitely subscribe. We got a couple of guests here coming up on this podcast. Of course, one of them, by speaking of guests, one of them had to be pushed back, so that will be out on Sunday. That will be actually recorded on Friday afternoon, well, late Friday afternoon. I won't post it until I get back into town, so that will be late Sunday night after the action at Phoenix. And I got another one coming up, and I'm actually recording this. Shout out to all the international ladies out there, International Women's Day. Better say that before I get crucified on this podcast. So, a big day for not only just American women here, but in particularly, I thought we just had National Women's Day just a few weeks ago, I believe. So, we're having today International Women's Day as well. Shout out to all the international ladies out there. I know I've had plenty of women who've been who's been involved in sports, still are, in particular with drivers out there as well. Hope you enjoyed your day and celebrated out there responsibly, of course, out there as well. So a lot to get into there. Triple header weekend, Las Vegas. Let's get into it. This is going to be episode 342 of the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. So Las Vegas, here we go. Trucks, we'll start with them. And no surprise here, Kyle Busch won this race, spoiling the party. Once again, it seems like every year at his home track, Kyle Busch comes out, runs the truck race, and usually wins this race, right? But there's some other guys that I want to shout out here on this podcast here. And first off, again, if you've been listening to this podcast for quite a while, You'll hear this name. You guys should start recognizing this name. Two of them. Nick Sanchez, folks, who won the ARCA championship last year. He qualified outside the pole second, but had some issues, and he had to retire from this race there. So Nick Sanchez finished 30th in this race. And then, in front of him, Raja Carruth, who we had on this podcast as well, multiple times, both of these drivers, multiple times here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3. He scored stage points in both stages. Was looking good, actually, in that 24 GMS Chevy Silverado there until issues in that pits being run into. That really cost him an opportunity, really, for a solid finish. I hate that. I hated that. for him there. Cause I didn't look. I didn't watch the truck race last weekend. I was out. when I heard that, when I saw that, I'm like, damn it. But that's unfortunate there. But that spoiled a solid run for the 24, and he finished his one spot ahead of Nick Sanchez there, 29th. So I wanted to give Rasha another shout out there for him there. And checking out this top 10 here, folks. Zane Smith, again, is up there, but he did not win the race. If Kyle Busch wasn't there, he probably would have won back-to-back races to start off the year here in 2023. But this is another, I talked about last week, and speaking of Kyle Busch, I talked about last week on the podcast, right? Kyle Busch, in the Cup Series, right? Nobody wanted to see Kyle Busch on, he is on, right? And I would say the same thing for Zane Smith. You win the Truck Series opener at Daytona. Of course, it was rain shortened, but he still is out front doing his thing. And then you finish second to Kyle Busch here. This is not what the Truck Series, and particularly the drivers, wanted to see out of 38 front row motorsports Ford. They didn't want to see this at all. So Zane Smith off to a hot start here. And I think I gotta double check for sure if they're going to be running Phoenix or not. I want to say they are there as well. But Zane Smith, second place finish there. Ben Rhodes, third for ThorSport Motorsports there. That's another solid run for him. He actually scored stage points in both stages there. How about a start for Corey Heim in that garage Toyota? Awesome start for him. He started 15th. This was my fantasy pick here for the trucks. He finished in the fourth spot there. Ty Majeski qualified fourth, finished fifth. Solid run for him there. So you have two ThorSport cars finishing the top five. Then you have Christian Eckes there, six. Carson Hocevar, Chase Purdy, Green Infinger, and this guy, the 35, the Quanta Chevrolet of Jake Garcia. 10th. So that's another top 10 finish for Jake Garcia. If I'm not mistaken, he finished in the top 10, I believe, last week, or at least in the top dozen at Daytona last week. So, yeah, Daytona, right? Yeah, Daytona, because trucks did not race at California. So, yeah, Jake Garcia, you can ask for a better start for him in the young season for him in that race team right there. So pretty straightforward for you guys in the trucks. Now, notables here, Matt Crafton. We'll bounce around here the order. Matt Crafton, 11th. Matt DiBenedetto, 12th. Tanner Gray, 13th. Right down the line, Stuart Friesen, 14th. Tyler Ankrum finished 15th there. Going down on the line here. And then you're wondering, where did Haley Deegan finish? We'll stop with her. Haley Deegan, in that Pennzoil truck early, had an Exodus game crash, not the start that she wanted with a new team after two races. 32nd. She had a strong qualifying run, if I'm not mistaken here. Is she top five? Yeah, top five qualifying run. And you have issue early, very early in the race, finished 32nd. So this is not what you want. There is your Haley Deegan right there. So at least got speed in the truck, but can't get it to finish. That's another issue right there. Stage winners here. This at-risk race took an hour and 41 minutes here. Zane Smith, another playoff point to that bucket list. In stage one, Carson Hocevar getting his in stage two in this one. Kyle Busch here. Let me go back here, winning his 63rd Craftsman Truck Series race in his truck career. Remember, you only get five of these. So, because Kyle Busch is full-time in the Cup Series, of course. And Ross Chastain was in this field as well. And, yep, actually, trucks are off this week. So, we're going to be seeing them back at the next Speedway race, Atlanta, at the ATL next weekend on St. Patrick's Day weekend, folks, down there in the southeast side, folks. So looking forward to seeing what happens there. Let's see if I can pull. This is a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Let's see if I can pull the standings here after two races. I know I wanted to wait, but since the track, since the truck series are done with their West Coast swing here, let's just check it out real quick. So Zane Smith, no surprise here, is your leader here by two over Ty Majeski. Christian Eckes is third. Matt Crafton fourth. Ben Rhodes rounds out the top five there. Next up for the truck series race is going to be here Atlanta next week. So we're not going to see them at Phoenix until Championship 4 race down there later on this year at the end of the year at Phoenix. Yeah, I'm losing again. Sorry, I'm looking at trying to get something here uploaded here and try to talk at the same time. That's really difficult here. So moving on to the Xfinity Series race, which saw some exciting stuff going on down here. Let's see. Phoenix. This is the wrong one. So we saw a lot of action in the Xfinity Series race, folks. over the weekend, last weekend here, as Austin Hill. This race was dominated here as I'm trying to look at the trying to pull up the results here at the same time for whatever reason that is. Here, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Alsco Uniforms 300. Now we're at the Xfinity Series. We're moving our car, trying to split the middle of two cars. We're at the middle of the racetrack now here in a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Alsco's Uniform 300. We're moving on to the Xfinity Series, right? So this race is dominated by what a performance. First off, folks, what a performance by Chandler Smith, right? And you think to yourself, well, Chandler Smith got a chance to win this race. And remember, I think it was last year, AJ Allmendinger in that same car won the race there for colleague, right? Almost had another brain fart. But instead, we had drama, late race drama, carnage everywhere, things like that. And for the second time this year, RCR strikes gold in victory lane in the person of Austin Hill. Austin Hill, very strong all day long, staying within the top six of this race for majority of the day, and it struck gold there by passing Allgaier late on the final lap there to win it. Austin Hill, remember, folks, he won back in Daytona. This is his second win already. And we, of course, we got Atlanta coming up, but these guys first got to go to Phoenix and race at Phoenix. So they're not done with their West Coast swing yet. But Austin Hill wins his second race of 2023 there for him, and this is his fourth career victory in the Xfinity Series. This is huge for Austin Hill. You already a leg up now, and now you pretty much secure your spot for the playoffs, and you have a double leg up on the competition. Let's face it, one other win that was not at Auto Club. So look at that. So Austin Hill wins the race, and Kyle Busch, back to him real fast here, folks. He ran in all three series, trucks, last Friday night, right? Last Saturday afternoon. I think here in this Xfinity Series race, I did watch majority of this race. Did not see the ending. Went back to watch the frenetic finish of this race, folks. Kyle Busch, he was kind of quiet, I think, in my opinion. He was really quiet in both. Quiet in this race, but man, he saw some action in the Cup Series. Again, we'll touch on that in the second half of the show. But Kyle Busch does finish fourth here. Chandler Smith, Heartbreak City, score stages in both. And actually, Austin Hill picked up another playoff point. So you already multiple steps ahead of competition right now. Justin Allgaier, another heartbreak for him as he can't. So this is his, I believe, second time finishing in the top three. Remember, he was caught up in that wild finish at Daytona there to see who get the win there. So, again, Allgaier playing second fiddle to Austin Hill once again, all got from the second, Chandler Smith, strong effort there. You're thinking to yourself, man, Chandler Smith's been very impressive so far this year. This bodes well for him, and his confidence seems to be rising and rising. I know it's early. I know it's early, folks, here in 2023, but damn, he's impressed me to this point. Chandler Smith, though, comes up short in this race in Vegas with third, Kyle Busch fourth, Josh Berry, a lot more on him. In the second half, Josh Berry for Junior Motorsports comes in the top five there for him. John Hunter Nemechek, he came in sixth. Chandler Smith won the pole for this race. Sam Mayer came home in seventh place. Robbie Herbst, Sheldon Creed, Daniel Hemric bringing home in the top 10 there in 10th place. RCR cars finishing in the top 10 once again. So Hill winning the race. Sheldon Creed backs him with a ninth place finish there as well. So a really strong start for RCR here in the Xfinity Series this year. And again, I probably could say the same thing. Austin Hill's in the groove right now, so we'll see what happens going to Phoenix there. But I think Sheldon Creed might have an opportunity here to do some damage out there in Phoenix. Am I saying something here? Maybe. I don't know. But RCR looking mighty sporty so far here in 23 here, folks, in the Xfinity Series. Some notables here going on the line here in this wild finish here. Parker Kligerman, who had a strong qualifying run, that 48, comes home in the 11th spot. Cole Custer, they're 12th. Yeah, and I'm going to back it up to say John Hunter Nemechek won the race. Back at Fontana last week, so I wanted to clear that up. So, yeah, Austin Hill sandwiched in with JH win at Fontana. So, the rest of the Xfinity Series field has some work to do here. If they're going to catch that 21. Cole Custer, 12th in this race here. Brandon Jones, the 9, Junior Motorsports, 21st. I'm looking forward to see what Brandon Jones, I'm looking for more out of him next week. That's one of your better racetracks. You won there. I expect Brandon Jones to be in the mix this upcoming weekend out there in Phoenix there, but 21st out there in Vegas, not going to cut it. Raja Karuf doing some double duty action last weekend for the 45 of Alpha Prime, Wendell Scott Foundation. His sponsor for both of those races, of course, Wendell Scott Foundation is going to be his primary sponsor in the full-time ride in the Craftsman Truck Series that carries over to the Xfinity, where he finished 26th in this race. Jeffrey Earnhardt, 29th there, and that's it pretty much there as well. The race took 2 hours and 11 minutes. Your stage winners, Austin Hill won stage 2. John Hunter Nemechek winning stage 1 there as well. Caution laps, 22 out of 4. 4 caution flags. You didn't see any much, so a late caution really jumbled these up. 4 cautions for only 22 laps. And there was 14 lead changes among 8 drivers in there. As well as, you know, Austin Hill winning the race right there. So next up for the Xfinity gang will be the United Reynolds 200 March 11th. That's this Saturday coming up there. And an opportunity for possibly Austin Hill to win another. Or can somebody else step into play? We know every time Phoenix, we got out there, it used to be just an Allgaier's playground. Can he step up and finally break through in the victory lane, or will somebody else surprisingly will come out of the woodworks to take the checkered flag out there in Phoenix? We'll see what happens out there. Let's see if I can give the take a look at the points after Vegas for the Xfinity Series. We will do that right now. And Austin Hill leads by 21. Your points leader, or Allgaier, Justin, John Hammond, the other Jay, John Hunter Nemechek, sitting in third right now, 3 back of Allgaier. Then you have Chandler Smith sitting there in fourth spot, another 10 to him, and then you have another 10 back to Riley Herbst, back there for Stewart-Haas Racing, back there in the fifth spot, holding it down folks, a strong start for Herbst there. Mr. Top 10, Mr. Consistency in the Xfinity Series, he is yet to win. Speaking of the 98 car, at least Xfinity Series win. Now, I believe I said in the driver preview edition, again, you have not checked it out. I can't remember off the top hand what episode number that is, but check that out. I'm pretty sure made a bold prediction on that, made a couple predictions on that podcast. So make sure you checked it out as well as I'm gonna go ahead and throw in here before we take a little bit of a break here on the podcast here, folks. There's already been a couple special guest interviews already been out, been recorded, been done this year. The Isabella Robusto interview, that's out now. That was the first interview of the year, special guest interview of the year. And then the episode was Phil Spain of the pit box press. Man, I wanted to mix that up. I believe that's correct there. Phil Spain conversation, that's out as well. That was a really good episode. Really good. If you have not checked it out, I would advise you to do so. I'm not going to spoil it. That was really good. Isabella was good too as well, catching up with her. She's been a multiple episode person as well on the show as well. So very grateful for that as well. So definitely check those out. And like I said earlier, on this podcast, folks, there's going to be another one coming out. We're going to record it last week. Things got really tied up, and now so we're going to do it. This show's not going to be on the road, so if apparently it works out, because the 3Y Podcast EG3 going to be back on the road. I'll be going to Kansas City on Friday, so this show is going to be back on the road again. So you guys are going to be in for another good treat. I'm looking forward to having this guest on the show, so I'm not going to spoil that. So make sure you check that out once that's released. When I get back here to Manhattan, I will be editing that and getting that released out on late Sunday night after the cup race is concluded and all that other stuff as well. So definitely, hopefully I'll get back to a normal schedule, and hopefully from there get back to my normal schedule things. But yeah, looking at that, so definitely make sure you check that out. So looking forward to that. All right, we're going to step aside here for a brief minute here, folks. We'll come back. And boy, we got a lot to talk about on the Cup Series side, folks. Stay locked in to the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We back. The Las Vegas reaction continues here in the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That's me, Eddie Greer III, here in Manhattan, Kansas, recording this episode 342 on Wednesday night, March 8th, 2023. I've been wanting to say April for whatever what it's worth. It's March, folks. It's March, ladies and gentlemen. March 8th, 2023. This will be out either tonight or tomorrow night. So having moving some things around, I wasn't able to record it on Monday and get it out to you guys at our scheduled date. So I had to move things around. You guys getting to this late. But we're getting to this now. While things settle down a little bit. Like I said, I'm gonna get this recorded and then do my thing out in Crestview here tonight on Youth Night, and then get this fixed up and everything for you guys to listen to here later on in the week. Cup side, we are high riding around the racetrack now, 3 wide, high and ride, baby. And we're gonna start with this news, folks. Finally, the good stuff right now. Chase Elliott, right? Man, Chase Elliott, snowboarding accident, and we just got word actually yesterday, sitting here recording this podcast on a Wednesday, that he's going to be out 6 weeks with he had an accident there, and he's going to be out for 6 weeks there as well. So, and I'm looking at NASCAR Twitter and everything else, and it looks like the target date for Chase Elliott is going to be looking at Martinsville. And look, first off, I'm glad I listened to the teardown today first, before, because usually I record before I listen to the teardown, but this is the other way before. So I listened to the teardown first before go look. I am Team Jordan, obviously. I'm way beyond Team Jordan for Jeff Heck was being silly. Look, if you're a big-time name driver, a champion in the sport, what are you doing? That's what the offseason for, man. What are you doing? You're high-profile. Not only that, let's take it a step further than that. You're NASCAR's popular driver. What are you doing out here at Westside, Colorado, what I think where the accident happened, where the accident has Storburn accident happened, where he suffered an ankle injury or something like that. I don't have the information on my computer right now. But what are you doing? Chase, what are you doing? You're the most popular driver in the sport. And look, we've seen some freak accidents happen. Look, Kyle Busch, that was on track. And we know what happened in, was it 2015? Kyle Busch, that was scary there. Xfinity Series wreck Daytona. Missed half a season, and we know what he did there. He went on a tear. So there's that. And he has several. We've seen some crazy stuff with athletes and then getting to jump into other stuff. And this, and speaking of which, Rick Hendrick allowing Chase Elliott go out there skateboarding. And I believe at one point he tried to handcuff Kyle Larson, I think. I might be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure he did. Allowing him not racing dirt. What are you doing? I mean, that has to be frustrating. And I know at one point this season, I'm going to have AJ on this podcast. Of course, AJ, who does now Gamers Do Sports YouTube show on YouTube. Go check that out. Shout out AJ, Ryan. They're part of that, as well as a couple others on that show as well. Really interesting show. Fun show as well. So definitely check that out. Shout out. You guys, shout out on this podcast. On this episode. But Chase Elliott, what are you doing? Huge mistake. That's what the offseason is for. Do that on your own time and not in a season. Not where you're vitally needed. You're a championship contender year in, year out. You're the most popular driver. I can't believe they didn't bring this up. You're the most popular driver in sport. What the hell are you doing going out snowboarding? Where, look, I mean, that's saying, like, for instance, I might use myself as an example, or better yet, yeah, let's just use me as an example. That's like me going out and going bungee jumping somewhere stupid where you know you're probably going to get hurt at some point, or, I mean, that's dangerous as it is. Or, say, they mentioned the teardown, mentioned Jeff Kent, forgot about that whole situation there. Michael Dorn, not saying him and trying to bottle him and all that other stuff. Look, that's what the option's for. You had what? Rest of November, December, January. Yeah, and most of January to do that. In Colorado, yeah, it's cold out there. I mean, I've been out there a couple of times already. Not to the mountains, anyways, doing all that. But look, that's the whole point. What are you doing, putting yourself at risk doing that? Yeah, I'm definitely on Team Jordan and beyond that. There is no way you put yourself in jeopardy. Especially you have to answer to your corporate sponsors, Napa and Hooters and a whole bunch of other sponsors for Chase Elliott. It's just, what are you doing out there anyway? So that's to me, that's the puzzling thing. Why did Rick Hendrick is going to do that? I think it was Chip Ganassi now come to think of it now. I think Chip Ganassi said that to Kyle Larson when he was over there. Somebody limited Kyle Larson's races. And I believe it was on this podcast earlier this year where I recorded all those podcast episodes on this podcast. Again, you're new to the show, go check those out. I think it was Joe Gibbs saying, Christopher Bell was on some show. Christopher Bell saying that, you know, or it was vice versa, one of the two, but Christopher Bell saying that he didn't get the nod from Joe Gibbs that he had to do dirt races. Yeah, that's right. So, then why are you putting, Rick Hendrick should have said, look, if you're going to do that, then I'm not gonna allow you to do that. Look, do something else. I'd rather, you know what? I'd rather do cycling. Yeah, look, cycling, running, pool, whatever you want to do, do it. Putting this action stuff, like snow, especially skiing, snow, and a couple of my friends, is speaking on that, skiing, I've been seeing a couple of my buddies out lately doing some skiing out there in Colorado area, I believe Wyoming, Montana. I've been seeing that on my Strava as of late as well, and one of my friends recently just got back from Colorado, speaking of which as well, still doing that type of stuff as well. Skiing, putting yourself at that risk. Snowboarding, putting yourself at that risk. What is the other type of board I'm looking for here? Skateboarding, putting yourself at risk there as well. All these 360s, all that. No. He's lucky. Look. Chase Elliott, you're lucky it's only that. Look, it could have been a whole lot worse than that. You could be out for half a season. And way that everyone is projecting right now on NASCAR Twitter that I'm looking at, Bob Pockrass I looked at last night, saying that the target is Martinsville. We're just going to have a wait and see. And lucky enough, the top 30 rule is out the door. So that you don't have to worry about that. But yeah, all that consequences and stuff like that, you're missing out while you're out on the couch. And he tweeted something silly last weekend while he was watching the race or something like that. But look, the point of the matter is, I know AJ was very upset. What do you look? How did I get this news? I think it was AJ Twitter, which is still One Lug TV at One Lug TV. Cause I didn't understand. I'm like, something's going on here. I'm gonna check it out. What's going on here? Sure enough, my eyes was wide like a shark, baby. Look, Chase Elliott in scoreboard accident, going me out of Las Vegas. Say what? I had to double check that. You're lying. But then, sure enough, ESPN put it out. Then The Athletic put it out. So it was legit. I'm like, oh damn, what's going on here? So. That's a stunner. That's a punch to the face for Henry Motorsports. If you're doing, Rick Hendrick just stepped in there and said, "You're not doing this. You're a multi-year owner in the sport. You should have Chase Elliott should have or he should have went to Chase Elliott and said, "No, you're not doing that. You're putting yourself at risk. You're doing that. Not only doing that, but you're putting your sponsors, crew chief." All the people you work with, and he had apologized. I think I caught that as well after the fact, and he apologized to his team. This is what you get. This is what you get for putting yourself in that situation. This should have not happened. I mean, yeah, you can tell. Yes, Eddie, you know, you can't say that. Well, hey, I mean, you're in the middle. That's like me going, or one of your friends doing what you're not supposed to do, going, doing the same thing. Look, I mean, we are at live, whether it's a NASCAR driver, just a normal ass person doing fast food or delivery driving or whatever. Hey, you can laugh at it, man. We're all the same, and we're all putting ourselves at risk every day, right? You know, we don't know what's gonna happen. We can't just go out and say it, but if you put yourself in those type of activities, like a snowboard and skiing and all that other stuff, jumping off of something you ain't supposed to be doing. Yeah, you're gonna put yourself at double the risk. So, you know, Chase Elliott, you get what you get. I mean, sorry to be blunt, but you get what you get right there. And lucky it's only just missing just those races, if it not more than those races. So, man, you put yourself yourself in a bind, but your team putting your team behind. Josh Berry, I mentioned Josh Berry in the first half of the show. He had to step in. And boy, he had a rough day. Did not know, but hey, you get experience. But had a rough one. He hit the wall a few times. So you're putting your team behind, and where your team, you could have been up there racing instead of, you know, you could have been up there racing with your teammates who were all up front. Willie B dominated this race. Alex Bowman looked very strong. Kyle Larson looked like he was going to win the race, but the caution came out for, I believe, Eric Almirola, I think again, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure somebody brought the caution out. I think it was Elmira. I might be wrong on that. I'm going to check down on that. But you could have been racing, having fun, racing against your friends up front. Henrik Motorsports, it was a banner day. Despite being kind of being overshadowed by this foolishness of Chase Elliott going out there in Stillwater, Colorado. Experience or not, what are you doing out there? this is what are you doing? I don't care if you're experienced or not experienced, especially if you're not experienced. You have no business out there. No business out there. So instead of racing with your teammates for the lead or for the win, you're out there and you're sitting on the couch at home watching it. So, I mean, we're praying for you. If we're good, it's free recovery, get back. But that was a dumb decision. There, in my opinion, this is my show podcast, so I say what I want to say. Like I am right now, my opinions on this podcast, EG3, 3-Watt NASCAR podcast, EG3. So what a bad break this is for that team there. And yeah, while you're sitting on the couch rehabbing, you're looking at other drivers like a William Byron who swept the stages, won the races, went taking the stage once away. And in the future races, your teammate, Kyle Larson, Bowman, the Loganos, I can go down the line of Truexes, the Hamlins could step in there and take some playoff points. We have seen it with our own eyes, playoff points, especially in the end of the regular season, come down to 3 points. Yes, I'm talking about last year, still 3 points from not getting in the playoffs, right? So you're missing out on that, so we gotta see. And oh, by the way, we do have a driver. Man, we went on a rant on this podcast, but for rifleless, so I've been waiting to chop on it. I believe it is James Taylor going to be driving this car at Phoenix this weekend. This is going to be his first. No, wait. Yeah, Jordan Taylor. Jordan Taylor. Yeah, not. What did I say before? Anyways, fast forward now. Jordan Taylor. No, actually, hang on a second here. Let me back this up real quick. Here, because I believe. Yeah, so Josh Berry, I believe, will be back in this car for Phoenix. Okay, so let me get it. Let me correct this. All right, so Josh Berry will be in his car, I believe, for Phoenix. And Jordan Taylor will be in this race for COTA. So, yeah, that didn't make sense. Jordan Taylor is a road course specialist on an oval. That doesn't make no sense whatsoever, but does make sense for Jordan Taylor to take over this ride at COTA. That's going to be interesting when the Cup Series comes down Midwest South in a couple of weeks. So that's going to be interesting there. Josh Berry, well, you're getting experience. I believe he's going to be in that car for Phoenix. At least I think so anyway, saying from what I'm reading here from Bob Pocker's article here not too long ago as well. So, but what a bad, terrible position to be in here. So Chase Elliott, when he gets back, whenever that is going to be going to have some work to do. going to have some work to do. That's all I'm going to say there. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 in the building on this cool Wednesday night here in Manhattan, Kansas here. As we roll along this podcast, but Ursa, and I'm gonna let a little in on a little, not a little, I shouldn't say a little secret, but a little kind of preview here. I'm looking forward to talking this with our special guest here coming up for this weekend on the podcast, folks. So we'll see what happens, what our special guest says on this podcast, but you can't do that. You just can't put yourself in that compromised position where it is way too early in the season to be going snowboarding. You had all offseason to do that, and now it's time to get to business. You're trying to win. Hey, if it's somebody, okay. Let me do it like this. All right. So what if it was somebody else, not a back of the marker driver? Yes, I'm going to do it. Like a Garrett Smithley or something like that. Yeah, I'm going to go out here to Alaska and whatnot and check out all the... Let's take it a step further, right? We're going to Alaska, right, where I've been to a couple of times. Beautiful up there in the summer. I have not gone up there in wintertime. Not doing that. But I have gone up there for two trips in the summertime. Gorgeous, gorgeous, right? Let's go. I'm going to go hiking up there, right? What have you used, Twist and Ankle, whatnot, and Twist and Ankle, Fall, whatnot, a Gary Swiftly, a Backer Marker Field, BJ McCloy, something like that, right? would that be a big issue? I don't know we would be talking about that much, but this is Chase Elliott we're talking about. Chase Elliott, the most popular driver in the sport, out for a handful of races due to stillborn accident. I'll be honest with you guys. This is Las Vegas reaction, right? I'll be honest with you guys. I thought y'all were joking around. Because nowadays people post for clicks, whatnot. But when I saw ESPN post it, and AJ was furious, and then all that happened, like I said, like, what did you get into, Chase Elliott? So, yeah. What is it, for DBC, what an idiot, or, fortunately, Chase Elliott fans not going to be happy about it, but I'm going to have to put your driver in it, because you cannot be putting yourself in that situation where, if he's clean, I get it, I can see it from the other side, if he's clean, if he gets out of here okay, we're not talking about it, we're not talking about the situation at all, not one bit, right? So, but instead, Chase Elliott gets hurt, and now, you know, we're getting a phone call. Rick Henry getting a phone call because they said, "What? What happened? Huh?" Now everybody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. So yeah, I mean, I can see it from that side too. I mean, Chase Elliott gets out of there not injured. Then we're not even talking about this. We're talking about Hendrick Motorsports dominating Vegas. That's what we're talking. Well, I mean, granted, what we saw, I mean, we've seen this now for the second straight year in a row out there. They got a strong handle on his cars, for sure, right? So, but instead, we're talking about Chase Elliott. He lands wrong, and now he's out, and now he's his answer to his team, crew chief, his sponsors. It's a whole mess. It's just a whole mess that Chase Elliott has to answer to, and I'm Rick Hendrick. No more skiing, no more skateboarding, no more of this stuff to the regular season. I even take it a step further and say, Kyle Larson, look, I'm gonna limit you to this round of races, dirt racing. That's it. Kyle pull Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs told Chris Rebell, you ain't running no dirt races. You ain't running nothing. And hey, that's just what it is. I mean, so it's what it is now. So we'll definitely keep track on how Chase is feeling there as well. Man, I went really long on that, but hey, that's all right. That is all right. Other than that, he gave us something to talk about because we're not sitting here talking about it. Let's be all on it. We should be all honest, folks. NASCAR Nation, we're not all talking about this. Chase Elliott is even if he's out there, if he's injury free, we're not talking about it. So, on the racetrack, though, his teammates took care of business. William Byron, the fast car, and had to take overtime to do it. Blasting past Martin Truex Jr. late in overtime, the last lap there to win it there. And again, going back to the teardown episode, here we go. I put James Small on blast on his podcast multiple times. Especially last year, and again, for those of you new to the podcast, Martin Truex Jr. fan, number one, Bubba Wallace fan, number two, right? Okay, so clear that up. All right, so yeah, you're wondering why? If you're wondering why, go back to last year's podcast, and I'm pretty sure I put James Small on blast a couple of times, right? And here, I agree with the decision. Even though telling a few friends of mine, we're screwed. We're out here going for the win. I mean, yeah, we haven't won in God knows what. What now? Why not? Right? It's Vegas, baby. Right? Let's put all in. We're going all in, right? So I applaud James Small on this episode. What he did, what the backmarkers, the back of the field cars, the 14th for 18th position, didn't do. So why, this is the thing, this is why my other pet peeve, why are other guys doing what everybody else is doing? Go for the damn win. What are we doing? Playing follow the leader, let's do what everything else is. You know, hey, look, Martin Truex Jr., look, he was up to third, I think, before that final caution came out. And, man, I wanted to, as much as I wanted to run that thing green, because he was catching folk, the caution had to come out, and I still have yet to check that out, by the way. But I say, hey, look, James Small says, look, I'm going to put you out here, we'll see what you can do with it. And he was the only one. And it turns out the only car to put himself in that position. And he held it. I mean, other guys would have stayed out there. I think he was that race because he was the faster car. No question. No question asked. There, even though the short run, where he was getting killed in the short run, but he held his own there. As the race progresses, right? He was running guys down, especially in that latter part of the race, right? So, absolutely, I like the call there because none of those other crew chiefs didn't do it, especially the 14th to 18th place cars. So they're gonna get blasted for doing that. I just don't understand it either. At least we can get me, Jeff Gluck, and Jordan Bianchi can agree with that today that. What are the other crew chiefs thinking? I mean, yes, I can sit here and play Wednesday night crew chief on the recliner and say, hey, look, go do this. You had your opportunities to mix it up. It's Vegas, baby. What are you losing? At worst, you can finish in the same spot that you're in, right? But instead, let's follow William, at the time, Kyle Larson. Let's follow him. Down pit red, and just was coupled with everybody else. I think somebody took gas only. I thought William Byron took gas only. It turns out he took two tires. But I thought for sure, one of the broadcast people said two tires. No, gas only. It was gas only. Somebody said gas only there as well. But, you know, hey, Mark Treasure almost pulled it out. If he had three or four more cars, Mark Treasure wins this race, I think. In my opinion. Yeah, I may be biased because those other cars were slow. And you know the deal with fast cars and slow cars. You get slow cars mixed up in the field, in these overtime restart situations, things get messy. And so if Martin Trichinger had help with other cars staying out, I think it was his race. Yeah, clean air in front of you, you win this race, hands down. So James Small did what the other backmarker cars on the lead lap, by the way, did not do. I don't understand it. You have a chance for a top 10. You finish where you are. So I don't get it. But at least we came out of there with a top 10 finish there. But we had a strong run. I mean, yeah, we lost net loss of three positions there for Truex, but luckily for him, for what I heard from the Teardown podcast, I'm very happy with that finish now because that pit crew would have had an issue getting a left rear tire to go off because they were having issues getting that off or whatever, trying to load a car back up and whatnot or something. So hearing that now, very happy with this finish, but yeah, I just don't understand why we're going to play follow the leader in these things. I mean, yeah, so. I mean, you lose, you're stuck with it. It sucks to suck, man. You had your opportunity to do what James Small did. You didn't do it. Voila. So, but, and then going back to Eric Almirola, caution for that? Yes, yeah, see, he did cost the last caution. So, I was right on that. Going back to the notes here in the bottom of the sheet, yeah, he did cost the last caution there. That was a caution? Seriously? I shake my head at that. I mean, Eric Almirola, yet again. I think last year he caused caution as well to set up the green light green-white checker. I think it was him too. So I don't know what it is with Almirola causing the caution these last 2 years at Vegas. The last damn caution I mean, Sticker Sam says you can't control, but that is just funny to me that he calls caution, the final caution in these races, because I think it was Almirola who caused last caution in last year's race where Truex and Busch were going at it for the lead there, and then the caution came out, stupid-ass caution came out there, so very, very strange there as well, but yeah, Almirola attacked the wall and caught in NASCAR. Wanted to throw caution out for that. Seriously, I mean, Almirola could just crawl down or just get his butt back around to pit road and fix the damn damage. I mean, what are you doing here? So, yeah, that I shook my head at that because Truex, his car lit up toward the end of that final run there. Like I said, I'd rather have that Grunt Green because he ran down, he passed Bowman, and I think he got in the third as well. So, I mean, William Byron, Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson, he was out there, and we were about to pack the bags, say Kyle Larson's going to win this race, but nope, let's go to Larry Mack for the analysis of the last caution. Sure enough, caution comes out. Well, this episode gets off the rails. Man, I'm loving this episode. You're the 3-wide NASCAR podcast, ED3. Sure enough, Larry Mack, but the last two times, caution comes out, 5 to go. And sure enough, caution comes out. Gosh. So I knew it. As soon as they went to Larry Mack said that, there's going to be a caution because Larry Mack said it. And then sure enough, Eric Almirola, little Eric Almirola taps the wall, caution comes out. For that, seriously? Anyways, we have not even touched the top 10. We're running out of time for this podcast, folks. This podcast off rails here tonight on the 3-1 NASCAR Podcast EG3 Las Vegas reaction round 2 of the West Coast Swing. It's been an entertaining one, folks, for that matter. Thank you, Chase Elliott, for that. I appreciate that, because other than that, we had nothing else to talk about. But just Chase Elliott went out there and did snowboarding. We'll take that. We'll take that for what it's worth. His teammates, Byron, Larson, Bowman, 1, 2, 3, a Hendrick Motorsports podium sweep, and it could have been a top 4 finish, man, but instead you had to do that instead, but I gotta get away from that, or we're gonna run along on this podcast. Bubba Wallace, the winner of that restart, he was strong all day long. Bubba Wallace, 4th place finish, for him, he was running in the top 10 all day long. For him, and he jumped on the opportunity and he took advantage of it. 4th, Christopher Bell, quiet all day. 5th, Austin. What? Hang on a second. Austin Cindric? Say what? Cindric finished in the 6th spot. Where the hell do you come from? Cindric, he was running one. I saw him. I think he got it was like 15th or 16th all day. And to see him in the 6th spot. I mean, he qualified in the top 10, but to see him up there, I finished at 6, well, I think he was a big winner in this. Martin Truex Jr. gambled and lost, like I tweeted out, but come out of there in the top 10 position. I am even happy with that since apparently the tire couldn't come off there for what James Small was talking about to Jeff Gluck or whatever he found out after the race was over. Oh, and this guy. Justin Haley, he was also running in the back end of the top 20. He came in for a couple of tires. He ended up finishing in the 8th spot. So, shout out Justin Haley, EG3 Helmet Sticker of the Week right there for him. Or at least one of them, by the way. Kevin Harvick, 9th. Daniel Suarez in the 10th spot. Of course, Denny Hamlin finishing outside the top 10 in the 11th spot. Denny Hamlin, I think it was in the top 5 when that caution came out for Almirola, and he lost. And the bigger loser in that restart was Denny Hamlin. He went backwards and finished out to the top 10 yet again. Ross Chastain finishes in the top dozen in 12th spot there. Ryan Blaney, rough afternoon for him. He finishes 13th, and we're going to bounce around. Joey Logano. We're going to bounce around to the back end of the finisher order. Joey Logano sat in the pole, and I'm thinking to myself, damn it, we're going to have another Logano domination. But thankfully, Mary, shout out Mary on our group chat / fantasy league I'm glad she was wrong on that. Logano spun off, had contact with a couple cars. Can't remember off of who, but he spun off of turn four and went airborne a little bit. Four tires off the grass. Had some rear end damage underneath the car. Done for the day. So he was done. So what looked promising for him, at least for Penske, for that matter, Joey Logano, and the biggest losers of this race, Penske Racing. I know Cedric finished sixth out of nowhere, but for Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano, yeah, they lost on this one big time. So Logano finishing back of the field, dead last for him there in this instance here. So time of the race, 2 hours and 50 minutes. Byron winning all the stages in the race win. William Byron, his fifth career NASCAR victory in the Cup Series now. As we look ahead to Phoenix, and last time we're all out there, it was the Penske show, which led to Joey Logano winning the Cup Series championship out there in Phoenix, and then Ryan Blaney finishing second. So we'll see if Penske has some vengeance coming up this weekend to cap off the West Coast swing coming up. But absolutely, man, that's the crazy stuff right there you're talking about. So yeah, Hendrick Motorsports, you know, win the race, but we're talking about Chase Elliott breaking an ankle or fracturing an ankle. I don't have the fracturing his leg during a snowboarding activity and putting his team in a bind. I was checked out that. We look at the points real quick here. Top five, like everyone else here, real quick. Ross Chastain leads. Is your points leader. And how about the second spot? Hit Alex Bowman in the second spot there by three. Or trailing by three there on Chastain. Kevin Harvick, third. Then you have Daniel Suarez and Martin Truex Jr. there with virtually his first top 10 finish of the season in the fifth spot. So there you go. Right there. Phoenix is next. Looking forward to see what happens next out there to cap off the West Coast swing. I know for a fact that they're going to be trying out a new... Apparently, this race was not to the liking of some of the NASCAR media out there, and particularly Jeff Gluck. So now... I didn't really, other than the Fernax of the last caution, there weren't really much action out there. So I definitely agree with that. So what's going to happen with this mile track coming up? With this, they're going to try out this new package on short tracks and on road courses. So we're going to see if we're going to get more action, because you know my stance on Phoenix. If you're new to this podcast, you know where I stand on Phoenix and the championship race, right? So, and you know what happened in the championship race last year with Joey Logano dominating that thing, right? So, okay, so now, look, we're going to see, I'm going to let the action speak for itself. We'll see going in here, we'll see what happens, because there's been some grumblings, or at least from what I look at anyway, some grumblings that this don't work out. It's going to be another long season. Actually, because, look, Hendrick Motorsports, if that's any indication, we're going to see a mile and a half. You can even take it a step. You can take it, no, because Rich Childress Racing. Nope, no, actually, they're Chevrolet as well. Rich Childress Racing, Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, they dominated out there in Fontana. So far, it's West Coast swing. It's been a Chevy beatdown, because look, Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, they went out there and dominated out there, and then here it was a Hendrick Motorsports show out there in Vegas with the package with these cars now. So right now Chevy has the upper hand right now, and we'll see if this mixes it up, this package, whatever. Because I know the last time, again going back to the last time, this the postseason, the championship, it was the Penske show. Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano own this race. So we'll see if that materializes, or will Toyota step to the plate and get mixed up. Well, Toyota, we're strong. So in Vegas, so including Fontana. So I know I'm not trying to overlook them, obviously, but Toyota, they've looked pretty good as well. It's just the fact that Chevy, they've been a step better, a couple steps better than Ford and Toyota. So we'll have to see what this package is going to be. And I know from Kevin Harvick saying that he don't know nothing. He ain't going to know nothing until sitting with his teammates, Almirola, Priest, and Briscoe after the practices are all said and done at Phoenix. So this is going to be an intriguing preview coming up here. Interesting to see how this is going to go down. Really interesting to see how it's going to go down at Phoenix. The right out what has been a Chevy-dominated performance on the West Coast Swinger. 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, folks. This has been a fun episode, folks. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. If you're new to the show, if you love what you're hearing, I know I've been all over the place today. If you like what you're hearing, however, definitely make sure you subscribe to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Share it with your other racing friends out there. Whether you're living here in the middle of Kansas or out there in the West Coast side, Vegas, Cali, Arizona, Georgia, all those places out. Well, Georgia's East Coast. Anyway, I better wrap this up quick. Check it out. 3-1 NASCAR Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, and many other places out there of the podcasting world. And the 3-1 NASCAR Podcast, of course, I'll be sitting down with this week's special guest person coming up on Friday, getting that sitting down recorded on the road once again. And that'll be out on Sunday. So this will be episode 342 of the podcast. I'm pretty sure that's right on that. If not, then I'm sadly mistaken again. So it's been a lot of fun. So I'll be reaching out to plenty other of my potential list of guests here as we move on, start to get things rolling and moving and grooving here in 2023 on a NASCAR front. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap things up. The checkered flag has waved on another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. Appreciate y'all for listening to this entertaining podcast here this afternoon, or I should say later this afternoon, to get ready for some more wildness. on the Crestview side as well. Congratulations to all the winners this weekend. The Kyle Busch, Austin Hill, and William Byron for winning races this week out in Vegas. What's going to happen in Phoenix? We'll find out this weekend. And you have been listening to another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.